Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Organizations like Greater St. Louis, Inc. is always working to try and improve the situation in St. Louis, in particular downtown St. Louis, which is the heart of the city, but really the entire area. And there are several areas they are focusing on. One of them is technology and innovation and how it can help the area grow. To talk about that with us, the executive director of the Missouri Technology Corporation, Jack Scatizzi, is with us on KMOX. Good afternoon, Jack. Thank you for being with us.
Oh, thank you for giving me the opportunity.
So tell us about what your company is doing and what this effort is all about in trying to foster that innovation here in the St. Louis area.
Yeah, so Missouri Technology Corporation, we're a public-private partnership created by the Missouri General Assembly. So we're not a state entity. We're a public-private partnership. But we were created to promote innovation and entrepreneurship, specifically to foster the growth of new and emerging high-tech companies throughout the state. So we work closely with organizations like Greater STL, who are interested in, catalyzing innovation entrepreneurship within the St. Louis region.
So what exactly does that look like? Are you talking about even helping companies in Missouri get off the ground?
Yeah, excellent question. So MTC has two main programmatic activities. We expand the state's entrepreneurial capacity through providing grant-based support to nonprofit entrepreneur support organizations and universities. And then we also run a state-sponsored venture capital program, so where we, make direct investments in some of the most promising high-growth potential technology-based companies in the state. So, yes, we're very focused on providing the resources, both mentoring and assistance, by providing financial support to the entrepreneur support organizations throughout the state. And then we're also writing checks alongside some of the state's investors in the most promising companies.
So that is, I have a friend who used to run Arch Grants, and, we would talk all the time about their efforts, and I think it's in pretty good hands now. But the idea of something like that, where you give a grant to a startup company, and the idea is they keep that company in St. Louis and hopefully keep it here forever, and it continues to grow and whatnot. That is something that could help this region grow. In terms of that sort of thing, whether it's a startup or a technology of any kind, how is St. Louis doing, especially if you want to go back 5 or 10 years?
Yeah, so I mean, I think Arch Grants is a perfect example of how MTC works across the state and how MTC specifically supports the growth of these companies in the St. Louis region. So MTC has been a significant financial supporter of Arch Grants through our grant-based support. I actually believe some of the initial grants that stood up Arch Grants came through MTC probably 10, 15 years ago. So we use our grant-based approach to support organizations like Arch Grants. And then when those companies that they've either recruited to St. Louis or that they've kind of helped foster and grow in St. Louis are ready to accept venture capital, we're there with our state-sponsored venture capital ready to write, $100,000 checks, $250,000 checks, $500,000 checks. And then when a company takes our investment, they're actually bound to be in the state of Missouri as long as we're an investor in the company.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Amy. I didn't mean to cut you off there, but that's interesting. I think Arch Grants does it. It's like a year or 2 years you have to stay. Yeah. But you're saying as long as you're an investor in the company, they have to stay here. So that could be indefinitely, right?
Yeah. So, that was one of the things when MTC started its state-sponsored venture capital program about 15 years ago that, you know, the legislator said, hey, we're interested in this. We see the vision. We see the future of this. We see how other states are using this, but we can't have these states leaving, or we can't have these companies leaving the state of Missouri. So, and because of that, we're not a fit for all companies. You know, we really are only a fit on our state-sponsored venture capital program side for companies that are committed to staying and growing in the state of Missouri.
Yeah, since it says on your website that since 2010, MTC has invested over $49 million in more than 150 early-stage Missouri-based high-growth technology-focused companies, and that is through your venture capital investments. And I don't know if you can say this. Are there any companies that, like, we might recognize that you would say, yeah, MTC was part of that?
Yeah. So actually, it's $53 million wow. and 160 companies now. Those companies have raised over $2.1 billion in additional private capital. And they've created over 8,000 jobs in the state of Missouri. Wow. So if you're familiar with Benson Hill,
yeah.
They went public maybe 18, 24 months ago. We wrote one of their first $100,000 checks. I think it was us, BioSTL, BioGenerator, and I think Arch Grants were the ones at the table. And that's an interesting, you know, case study, because the founders of that company had ties to North Carolina. The technology had ties to the Danforth Center out in Creve Coeur, and the founders were open to, you know, launching the company in either St. Louis or North Carolina, and St. Louis stepped up with the money. And that's why we have Benson Hill, and they didn't end up launching in North Carolina.
So just in comparison to other cities, I know that when I first moved back to St. Louis in 2017, this was one of the growing startup markets in the country, and it was growing fast. And that was, you know, not quite 10 years ago. Are we still in that range? Are we still one of the faster growing startup areas?
So I think you have to look at how that you parse that data out. I mean, Missouri or any Midwest company is never going to be able to compare directly to California, you know, New York or Massachusetts. So a couple of years ago, MTC led a strategic initiative, and we had our consultants look specifically at it was seven of our neighboring states, mostly contiguous states, and then we added the aspirational states of Indiana and Ohio. And we actually ranked near the top of a majority of the technology and, you know, innovation, entrepreneurship and startup and venture capital rankings, you know, compared to Kansas, Arkansas, you know, Kentucky, Tennessee. We were right up there. So that's good. I think where you look at, especially where St. Louis has really benefited or has really seen its growth is in specific sectors. So you look at like biotech and ag tech, you know, the work that was done by BioSTL, Danforth Center, now 39 North. I mean, the biotech and ag tech sectors, those are national leaders. And companies are coming from across the nation to relocate to St. Louis and are even coming internationally to relocate to St. Louis for what the community has been able to build. And I think, you know, Greater STL has been doing a lot of work around geospatial, especially with the new NGA West building opening. I think it's in the next year or so in St. Louis. So I actually think the way to kind of really compete is on specific sectors and really look at what sectors, a region, whether it's a state or whether it's a city like St. Louis, what resources they have that can allow them to be, you know, one of the best in the nation in that sector.
Not
sure if that answered the question, though.
No, it does, yeah.
What significance, if any, I mean, there might not be any, but what significance, if any, is it that Jim McKelvey and Jack Dorsey of Square and Twitter and Sam Altman of OpenAI are from St. Louis? Obviously, they have a big presence out in California. Does it mean anything that they're from here? Does it mean we're losing guys like that? Does it help inspire more here?
That's a great question. It's got a lot of layers to it. So I think the first immediate layer is, you know, anytime a region is able to point to someone that's at the pinnacle, that helps. And I think that's the same thing with acting, you know, point to John Hamm, you know, point to Sterling, you know, I mean, wasn't Sterling just on, was it Kimmel? And yeah, they got into the Emo's argument. So I think anytime local people can look out and see, hey, there is someone from where I went to school, from where I grew up, and they're at the pinnacle. So that helps. I think when you're talking about technology and venture capital, you know, now you're looking at those people, they're able to bring resources back. And sometimes those resources are investing in local companies. I mean, it's not uncommon when we're making an investment and we're reviewing, you know, a cap table that we see, you know, a McKelvey's name on it. And, you know, he was one of the first people to write a check in a company that we're now looking at. So I think that's the immediate. I think where the real growth is, and, you know, Chris, I'm similar. I moved back to St. Louis, I think it was about 2018. I mean, I left for a decade. I went to San Diego. I spent a lot of time in that entrepreneurial ecosystem there. Did a lot of work with an angel group there. And I came back to Missouri. So I think the real growth question is, how can you recruit the people who've left the region, have learned how to operate in other regions, and bring them back and get them to kind of level up the local ecosystem, either statewide or regional.
So if you happen to be listening to this, you feel like you have a good idea for a company, a startup, you know, maybe you've already gotten the ball rolling somehow. What would you recommend for somebody who is from this area that's looking to maybe establish some roots here?
Yeah, I mean, so the first thing is, you know, if you go to our website, MissouriTechnology.com, or, you know, just search Missouri Technology Corporation, we have a number of different programs. We do venture capital investments all the way down to $50,000 through a proof of concept program, up to $2 million for, you know, venture capital growth. But I think the key is really, and this, you know, I would say this goes for any region, specifically for St. Louis, but it's getting those entrepreneurs tied into the community, getting them tied into the arts grants, getting them tied into the tech STLs, you know, getting them tied into the organizations that have the resources that they really need, especially if you're at the ideation stage. There's a lot that needs to be done before MTC or any other investor can write a check.
Okay, so you can or cannot just walk in with an idea. I got this idea, and that's all you have?
It's a little hard.
Okay.
And mainly because we're investing public dollars, we need private matches. So you have to at least convince a couple other people that they want to invest too.
You have to have some
Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. All right. So it's best to be past a little past the idea stage. Okay.
What idea do you have, Ron?
I feel like
you're fishing here.
I have zero ideas. Is there a place I can go to get ideas?
He's got an idea for a flat hot dog, a hot dog that doesn't roll.
Oh, that's a good one.
I don't know how the
gas stations would get it to work, though, because they use the shape to their advantage.
It's like uninventing the wheel, really.
Okay, here it is. Here it is. It's a hot dog place.
Yeah.
But they throw the hot dogs at you like at Lambert's.
There you go.
Instead of rolls, they throw the hot dogs.
Throw to dogs.
So
there you go.
How much can I get for that?
How much is a hot dog?
Depends on the hot dog. $5.
Yes.
So that's all I get.
All right. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
Jack, so the website is MissouriTechnology.com. All the information you need if you are in that world and you feel like you've got something good, MissouriTechnology.com. Jack Scatizzi, the executive director of Missouri Technology Corporation, thank you for visiting with us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.